This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So imagine, you are cruising down the highway right now. The radio is just cranked to 10. You've got the air conditioning blowing ice cold. The suspension feels totally smooth.
So it's like a great trip.
Right.
Yeah.
But here's the catch. The gas gauge on your dashboard is completely taped over. You're moving super fast, and all this superficial feedback says you're having an amazing drive.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but you have absolutely no idea if you actually have enough fuel to reach your destination, or, you know, if you're about to stall out on the side of the road in 5 minutes.
Well, that is the exact reality for most executives right now as we hit late March. I mean, in the marketing world, we basically call this the Q1 reckoning.
The reckoning. That sounds ominous.
It kind of is, because you're sitting there, right, and you're staring at, say, a $45,000 digital marketing spend over the last 3 months alone.
Right, which is not a small amount of money.
Exactly. And your agency sends over this massive PDF report. It's highlighting engagement, impressions, click-through rates, and that's your radio and your AC, from your analogy.
The stuff that feels nice but doesn't actually make the car move.
Precisely. The only metric that actually dictates your business's survival is totally obscured by all that noise.
Which brings us to the core mission of our deep dive today for you, the listener. We're looking at a pretty brilliant piece of analysis titled, Q1 is Almost Over. The one question your marketing must answer.
Such a great piece.
Yeah, it comes from Jo Medico. She's the Director of Client Services at Double Dome Digital Marketing. And she just cuts right through all that dashboard noise to the taped over gas gauge.
She really does. She argues that there's really only one question a CEO or marketer needs to be able to answer in 2026.
And what is that?
It's simply, for every dollar invested, exactly how many came back?
I mean, it's the oldest rule in business, right?
It is. Yet somehow an entire industry of legacy digital marketing agencies managed to convince businesses to just stop asking it. They substituted verifiable revenue with what we now call vanity metrics.
Like clicks and impressions.
Yeah, clicks, impressions, search volume. The reason this article is so vital right now is that the tech landscape of 2026 has made those legacy metrics not just useless, but actively deceptive.
Actively deceptive. Okay, let's break down why that deception is happening, because, you know, the environment has shifted drastically just in the last couple of years alone.
Oh, completely.
The source points to what the industry is calling the AI slump. Because if we rewind just a bit, the ultimate prize in digital marketing used to be ranking number one on a search engine, right?
Right. You just wanted your blue link at the very top of the page.
Yeah.
And, you know, that made sense when search engines were essentially just librarians pointing you to a book. You had to click the link, actually visit the website, and read the page to get your answer.
Right. You had to physically go there.
But the AI slump is the realization that the librarian is now basically reading the book for you and just handing you a summary.
Which is wild.
Yeah. So if a customer has a question today, tools like ChatGPT or Google Gemini, they synthesize the answer directly on the search page. The user gets what they need without ever clicking through to a company's website.
Okay, but wait, let me play devil's advocate here for a second.
Go for it.
A legacy marketer would look at this and say, well, if the AI is pulling our information, we're still getting brand awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't click, our name is right up there.
Right, the classic brand awareness argument.
Yeah, and if they do click just to check a source, I mean, look at all these eyeballs. Aren't we just complaining about getting free attention?
See, that is the trap right there.
Yeah.
It assumes all traffic is inherently valuable. And to understand why those eyeballs are basically worthless, we have to look at the behavioral difference between information seekers and actual buyers.
Okay, information seekers versus buyers.
Yeah. When someone asks an AI a top-of-funnel question, they are an information seeker. They might click through to verify a statistic, sure, but their intent to actually pull out a credit card is essentially zero.
Ah. So they're window shopping. They're coming into the store to use the air conditioning, maybe use the bathroom. But they have absolutely no intention of buying the merchandise.
That's exactly it. And the problem with a legacy marketing dashboard is that it counts that window shopper as a massive win.
Oh, wow. Because it just registers the click.
It registers the click, the impression, the time on page. It tells the executive, look at this traffic spike. Our campaign is totally working.
But then the CFO looks at the bank account at the end of Q1. And the revenue is completely flat.
Exactly. You are paying an agency and paying ad platforms to basically host users with zero buying intent. High traffic coupled with flat revenue is the ultimate red flag.
So it means your tracking is broken, your strategy is outdated, and you're just attracting the wrong crowd entirely.
Spot on.
So the goalposts haven't just moved here. Mm-hmm. The entire sport has completely changed. We're no longer playing a game of volume. We have to play a game of precision.
Yes, precision is the word.
And Joe Medico outlines how a business actually transitions to that. She details Double Dome's 3 technical pillars. And these are basically the foundational requirements to build a 2026 growth engine.
Right, allowing a business to stop guessing and start actually scaling.
So let's get into those pillars. What's the first one?
The first pillar tackles the tracking issue head on. It's called closed loop attribution. And this is a mandatory shift because, well, we've officially witnessed the death of cookie-based tracking.
Okay, let's get into the mechanics of that, because a lot of people have heard about cookies going away due to, you know, privacy laws, browsers blocking third-party trackers by default.
Right. It's been a big topic.
But how does that actually break a legacy marketing report? And what is closed-loop attribution doing that's so radically different?
Well, the legacy model relied on dropping a little piece of a cookie onto a user's browser when they clicked an ad. And the ad platform would then literally follow that user around the internet, sometimes for like 30 to 90 days.
Creepy, but effective.
Yeah, very effective. Because if the user eventually bought something, the cookie would fire back to Facebook or Google and say, hey, claim credit for this sale.
Right.
But with all the sweeping privacy regulations and browser level blocking we have now, that chain is entirely severed. You might get the initial click, but the moment they leave your site or switch devices, the trail just goes completely cold.
So the ad platform takes your money for the click, but has absolutely no idea if it actually resulted in a customer down the line.
Which means the algorithms optimizing your ads are basically flying blind.
That's a huge problem.
Yeah. Closed loop attribution fixes this by taking the browser out of the equation entirely. Instead of relying on a fragile third-party cookie, you connect your ad spend directly into your own customer relationship management software, your CRM.
Oh, I see. So you're relying entirely on your own first-party data.
Precisely. Here's how the mechanism actually works. A user clicks an ad. Instead of a cookie, the system captures a unique identifier tied to that specific interaction, and it passes it directly into a hidden field on your website's contact form. So when the user fills out that form, that identifier is injected straight into your CRM alongside their name and email.
Wow. So the marketing data is now permanently attached to the sales profile.
Yes. Now, that lead might take 3 months to convert. The sales team might call them, email them, have a dozen meetings.
Right. B2B sales take time.
Exactly. But when the sales rep finally changes the deal status in the CRM to closed one, the CRM automatically pings the marketing system.
Oh, that's smart.
It says, hey, that specific click from March 12th just generated $50,000 in revenue. It bypasses the browser completely and gives you the undeniable mathematical clarity of, I spent X dollars on this exact campaign and I made Y dollars.
That completely solves the taped over gas gauge problem.
It really does.
But okay, closed loop attribution assumes we are actually getting high intent clicks in the first place, right? If we go back to the AI slump, where AIs are answering the questions before a user ever even sees a blue link, how do we ensure we're the ones actually entering that sales pipeline?
That brings us perfectly to pillar 2, which is AI visibility mapping. Because you're totally right. The traditional search funnel is being aggressively bypassed right now.
Yeah, nobody's clicking the links anymore.
AI answer engines are doing all the heavy lifting for the consumer. But we have to remember, those AI models still need to ingest information from somewhere to generate their summaries.
Right. They aren't just inventing the answers out of thin air. They're synthesizing the rev.
Exactly. So the new strategy is to become the preferred answer. AI visibility mapping is the technical process of tracking and actually influencing whether or not your brand is being cited by these AI engines as the authoritative source.
Okay, but how does a company actually do that? Because with traditional SEO, you just stuff some keywords in a blog post, build some backlinks, and hope Google crawled it.
The old spray and pray method.
Right. So how do you map and influence an AI answer engine? It sounds a lot more complex.
It requires a fundamental shift in how content is structured. AI engines prioritize high-density, factual, entity-based information over long, rambling keyword articles.
But they just want the facts.
Yeah, they're looking for direct answers to specific queries. So AI visibility mapping involves actually analyzing the large language models to see which sources they're currently pulling from for your specific industry keywords.
Interesting.
If an AI is summarizing the best enterprise software solutions, let's say, and it never references your platform, you are essentially invisible to a massive segment of high-intent buyers.
You literally just don't exist in the AI's reality.
You don't. You have to map where the AI is getting its facts and then restructure your technical content, your schema markup, and your digital PR so that the AI recognizes your brand as the definitive source.
And when it does?
When the AI cites you, the user sees your brand name right there in the summary interface. And the users who click through a direct AI citation are usually much further down the buying funnel than someone just browsing a regular search page.
Okay, so pillar one is tracking the revenue securely in the CRM. Pillar two is ensuring the AI cites us so high-intent buyers actually find us. That sounds like a really solid closed system.
It is, but
is there still a way this budget bleeds out? There's always a catch?
There is, and it's honestly the most insidious part of the 2026 landscape. Pillar three is wasted spend filtration. And when business owners first see the data on this, it's genuinely frightening. We have to talk about non-human traffic.
You mean bots?
Bots, automated scripts, scrapers. The internet is just teeming with them. They roam the web looking for vulnerabilities, scraping pricing data, or in some cases, engaging in outright click fraud just to drain a competitor's daily ad budget.
Wait, let's look at the sheer mechanics of that. If I'm spending, say, $15,000 a month on digital ads, and I don't have filtration in place, a competitor's bot could just click my ad 1,000 times before breakfast and exhaust my budget.
Completely. Or even just the 9 scraper bots that happen to trigger your ad tags. The ad networks will happily charge you for those clicks because, well, to a basic tracking pixel, a click is a click.
They still get paid.
Right. Wasted spend filtration prevents this by implementing server-side protection.
How is server-side different from what ad platforms already do, though? Don't Google and Facebook have their own bot protection built in?
They do, but their incentive structure is misaligned. I mean, they make money on the clicks, right?
Oh, right. Good point.
Server-side filtration acts as an independent bouncer standing at the door of your website. Before a click is even fully processed, the server analyzes the technical signature of the incoming request.
Like checking their ID.
Exactly. It looks at the IP reputation, the behavioral velocity, the header data. If the signature looks like an automated script, it filters it out before it pollutes your CRM and before the ad platform can definitively charge you for a valid user.
Okay, so it's kind of like you're hosting a $15,000 a month VIP dinner party to woo new clients.
I love this.
If you don't have that server-side bouncer at the door, a bunch of department store mannequins are going to get wheeled in and basically take up all the seats.
Yep.
And the room looks full on the agency's PDF report. The caterer, which is the ad platform, is charging you for every single plate. But nobody is eating. Mm-hmm. And nobody is buying anything.
And you're just left wondering why a quote-unquote full house resulted in zero new contracts. Wasted spend filtration ensures your 15 grand is buying actual human attention.
That makes total sense. So when you stack these three pillars together, closed-loop attribution, AI visibility mapping, and wasted spend filtration, it creates this massive contrast with how marketing used to be reported.
Oh, it's night and day.
Yeah, the source material actually provides a really helpful performance comparison table contrasting legacy reporting with what they call a 2026 system scale dashboard.
And that shift is entirely about moving away from what Joe Medico calls platform fluff. Legacy systems hyper-fixated on the platform itself. Like, how many likes did the Facebook post get? What's the cost per click on Google?
Which are metrics that look great on a slide deck, but mean literally nothing to payroll.
Right. The 2026 system discards all that platform fluff and focuses exclusively on revenue and profit margins. We see the search strategy evolve from chasing high-volume, low-intent blue links to engineering precision AI citations.
So it's quality over quantity.
Absolutely. We see lead quality shift from a fire hose of noisy, unvetted form fills to a highly filtered stream of pre-vetted leads.
And the calculation of return on investment just changes entirely. Now, the formula itself hasn't changed. Any executive knows that digital marketing campaign ROI is the net profit generated by specific leads minus the total marketing spend divided by that total marketing spend.
The math is elementary. The difficulty, and where legacy systems completely fail, is the data ingestion required to actually run that math.
Because if your marketing platform isn't directly talking to your sales CRM, You don't actually know the net profit generated by those specific leads.
Exactly. You end up with the dreaded end-of-month scramble.
Oh, I've seen that.
Right. The marketing team pulls a spreadsheet of clicks, the sales team pulls a spreadsheet of closed deals, and someone spends 3 days manually trying to cross-reference them to guess which ad resulted in which sale.
It's a nightmare. And by the time they figure out that campaign A is a total loser and campaign B is driving all the profit, they've already wasted another 30 days of ad budget running campaign A.
Real time, CRM integrated tracking completely eliminates the scramble. The dashboard just updates live. You know on a Tuesday morning that a specific LinkedIn campaign is driving highly profitable enterprise clients, and you can instantly reallocate budget towards it.
That's huge.
It is. It replaces the proprietary black box of legacy agencies, where they just hide behind jargon to justify their monthly retainer, with honest, transparent data.
You know, amidst all this intense discussion about automated bots, server-side filtration bouncers, and AI answer engines synthesizing the internet, I want to bring in a detail from the author's bio that really struck me.
Yeah, what's that?
When Joe Medico is offline, the person actually architecting these hyper-technical automated closed-loop systems, she completely unplugs. The bio notes, she hits the beach, she explores local cafes with her son, she focuses on outdoorsy fitness activities.
It's such a vital contrast to highlight, honestly. It reminds us that technology is simply a lever.
Yeah.
The goal of building a 2026 technical backbone isn't to become obsessed with the algorithm. It's not about spending your life staring at a server-side log.
Nobody wants to do that.
Right. The entire point of creating a predictable, automated growth engine is so that business owners and executives can actually log off. They can go to the beach, spend time with their families, and have the profound peace of mind knowing the system is filtering out the garbage and driving real revenue while they sleep.
It's about buying back time. Mm-hmm. So for the executive listening to this right now, whose Q1 is ending, let's say they have a meeting next week with their current agency.
Okay.
And that agency slides a 40-page PDF across the desk full of, you know, impressions and engagement rates. How do they handle that conversation?
They need to push the PDF back across the desk and ask one simple question. Show me the verified CRM revenue.
Just cut straight to it.
Yep. If the agency points back to the traffic graphs and starts talking about brand awareness, the executive needs to understand that they are just renting growth.
Nah.
They are paying a toll to Google or Facebook just to exist, but they aren't owning a predictable lead flow.
Wow.
If a click cannot be mathematically tied to closed won revenue in your own database, the agency is selling you noise.
So if you are looking at your own Q1 reports right now, ask yourself that hard question. Are you staring at a proprietary black box filled with marketing jargon? Or can you see the exact pipeline from an AI citing your brand to a server filtering out the bots to a closed loop system proving that your $45,000 spend generated $150,000 in net profit?
It's essential.
Because if you can't see the gas gauge, you really shouldn't be driving.
And that's exactly where Double Dome Digital Marketing steps in. The call to action in the source material is very clear on this.
What are they offering?
They are offering to act as the technical backbone for businesses stuck in that legacy trap. They offer a free digital marketing audit to basically look under the hood of your tracking, find exactly where the budget is bleeding out to bots, and fix the foundation for Q2.
So you can stop putting out fires.
Exactly. It's an opportunity to get out of the weeds of algorithm management and just focus on closing deals.
Stop guessing and start scaling.
Exactly. But, you know, stepping back to view the entire landscape we've covered today, the source material points us toward a fascinating, honestly somewhat surreal reality.
Yeah, it really does.
We established that AI answer engines are increasingly doing the searching and reading on behalf of human customers, right?
Right. The AI is the new librarian.
And at the same time, we established through the need for wasted spend filtration that automated bot scripts are out there actively roaming sites and clicking ads.
The mannequins at the dinner party.
Exactly. So consider the trajectory here. We are rapidly entering an ecosystem where an AI writes the marketing copy, an AI algorithm determines the ad placement, an AI search agent retrieves the information for the buyer, and an AI bot tries to click the ad to drain the budget.
That is insane.
It is AI essentially marketing to other AIs.
And machines are just talking to each other.
Which leaves us with a critical provocation for you, the listener, to think about regarding your own business model. In a totally automated, bot-filtered sales funnel, where algorithms are literally negotiating with algorithms, What is the one uniquely human element of your business that an AI engine simply cannot summarize, scrape, or replicate?
Man, that is the defining question for the next decade of business.
Yeah.
Because once you strip away all the technical fluff, and once the bots and the AI summaries basically cancel each other out, that authentic human element is the only thing left that actually matters to the buyer. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep asking the hard questions of your data, demand to see the revenue, and we will catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.